McDaniel. All right, I don't know if I could play everything that I promised to from last week. Okay, I'll be playing, I guess, a couple more. I'll be playing some more next week. So, by the way, student special hour will be coming on in just a moment. Okay, so I guess I'll have to put on auto DJ. All right. Yeah, hang on, CITR playlist. Oh my goodness. Oh, there it is. Yeah, okay. All right, so I'll be signing off now. Goodbye.
To CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries. Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/Hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Hello and welcome to the Student Special Hour. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Vancouver UBC campus out in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm your host, Halla, and I'm here with a special guest today, Scott.
Oh, hello.
So Scott and I work together. Scott is the technical...
Coordinator.
So Scott is also a student here at UBC, and I thought it would be fun to do a guest set with him. Scotty leans way more techno than me. So like on a graph, it would be Lucy to the far left with pop, me in the middle with some sort of like light synthy pop, and then Scott on the far right with...
I don't even know. Techno, electronic, glitch... It's harder in general.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit of a different hour this hour, which is cool. It's nice to have some variation on Student Special Hour.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much just going to hand the reins over to Scotty, and then we'll talk a little bit about some student events later in the week, or happening later in the week, but we'll talk about it later this hour. There's some good events coming up. I'm really excited about them. Some stuff on Main Mall, which I think is going to be really fun and pretty accessible for people who are hanging around on campus.
Are those the ones that UNA was doing?
Yeah, so there is some stuff queued up with the UNA, I believe, but there is some stuff organized through the AMS, which should be pretty exciting. There's some concerts coming up that I'm pretty stoked about. Devours, who was featured in Discorder a couple months ago, is doing a show coming up with Fake Tears, and I'm really excited about that because... I really, really love Devours. I think he's a great artist, and it's so great to see that he's doing more singing in his latest album, because in some of his previous work, he didn't focus that much on vocals, and it's really great to see him sort of focusing more on that. So the Devours and Fake Tears show is coming up, and probably next week I'll do some heavy Devours playing, just because I love him so much. So Scotty, tell us what you're going to play.
So the first track's going to be some new tunes by DJ Shadow. DJ Shadow's a bit of an older school guy. I first listened to him when he played his Introducing album many, many years ago. It was kind of my intro to electronic music, actually. It's a nice kind of floaty, slower album and really, really good. So he finally released some new stuff for, I think, the first time in 13 years, so I thought I'd feature it first because it's a great kind of intro track.
Sweet. Yay. Let's just jump right in.
Yeah,
let's get
here we
started.
Go.
Thank you.
Right, so that was The Librarian with Janelati playing Zeal. Librarian's a pretty good artist. She's from Squamish, BC. She runs the Bass Coast Festival, and she plays a lot of local shows. Before that, we heard DJ Shadow's The Mountain Will Fall. It was a signature DJ Shadow track. Got a lot of good samples, good stuff. Next up, we got Ilesha with Crash Landing.
We'll be right back.
All right, so that was Crash Landing by Illesha first, and then after that we had Coraline by Illesha. Illesha's a local Vancouver, I guess she's a DJ, but she also does a lot of live acoustic stuff. She rocks her keytar, she brings a drum kit with her as well. She's toured with some bigger names such as Bass Nectar, Beats Antique, Big Gigantic, and produces some really authentic stuff. Up next, we've got one of my favorites, actually. It's by Edit, who's one third of the Glitch Mob. This is his older album called Crying Over Prose for No Reason. It was released about 10 years ago, and it's very, very glitchy, but somewhat soothing. Here we go.
Thank you. time ago, in a city far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman. A long time ago, in a city far, far away.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
A wise man once said, UBC Ski and Board is the black sheep of the AMS.
9 out of 10 dentists agree that joining UBC Ski and Board will make you more friends than your mom ever had.
As the largest club at UBC, our membership offers you legendary parties, outrageously cheap ski trips, and sweet deals on local bars, restaurants, and gear shops.
Don't worry if you're new to skiing. There's a place for you in the UBC Ski and Board Club.
Swing by our office on the third floor of the net.
And hello, it's 1:30-ish. Hala's back in the studio.
I am. You've been listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with our lovely guest host, Scott.
Yeah, so we played some good music for the first half, and we got some more good music for the latter half.
It's fun hosting, isn't it, Scott?
It's a little stressful, actually.
Yeah, it's more stressful than you'd think.
Yeah, I don't know, it's... Stuff does weird things that you never really expect.
The joys of the studio.
Yeah, SoundCloud's good old autoplay got me once already.
You'll grow out of it.
Yeah, I wish I could turn it off. There probably is a way to turn it off.
So let's talk about some events. This week is jam-packed with cool events going on in the city and on campus. So number one, there's the Lee album release tomorrow night at Redgate with Crumb and Dumb, and that's going to start around 9 p.m. Then all of next week is UBC Summer on the Mall. I misspoke earlier when I said it was an AMS event. It's actually a UBC event.
Yeah.
So next week at lunchtime every day, starting around 12 until 1-ish, depending on the event, if you head on up to Main Mall, there's lots of cool stuff going down. There's some sports. There's going to be yoga. There's one day where they're handing out popsicles, which I'm really hype on, so definitely I'll be bookmarking that one.
Yeah, gotta get the free food, always.
Exactly. You can probably count me out for the sports, but I'm there for the food, so...
You play Ultimate, you like sports. Come on.
So UBC Summer on the Mall, that should be a blast, and it's all free, which is really great. After that, on August 18th, skipping ahead to the week after that, we have the show I was mentioning earlier, Devours and Fake Tears at the China Cloud, and that's going to start around 9:30. It's a little bit of an early show, which I kind of appreciate a little bit.
Yeah, you got to have the early shows on the weekdays.
Exactly. You have to mix it up. I wanted to read the event description for this event because I thought it was really funny and cute.
Oh, go ahead.
So it says, what you can expect from fake tears, heavenly harmonies, spectral embodiment, tears that may or may not be fake. What you can expect from Devours, new set list, reawakening of youth, and strong intention. So definitely you can spot me at the Devours show. And then after that, of course, there's the Victory Square Block Party, which was just announced today. So I'm super proud and excited to be talking about that event. That's an event that CITR has been putting on for, this is the 11th year this year, and we do like a full day of shows at Victory Square, which is at Canby and Hastings. It's a nice little park on the corner there. And this year's lineup is really, really nice. There's, for example, we have Milk, Morning Coop, Swim Team, Pale Red. A ton of really great Vancouver bands are going to be there, and it's free. So come hang out. We're so grateful for all of our sponsors that were able to make Victory Square happen this year. There's going to be an amazing raffle. I've been organizing the prizes, and the prizes are amazing.
What are some of the prizes, Hala?
Oh, boy. You're asking me to name them off the top of my head. We have lots of great community involvement, so lots of the businesses located around Victory Square have stepped up and donated. Lots of our previous donors stepped up and donated again this year, so I think you'll just have to wait and see to find out specifics. But you can check out the Facebook event. If you just type in Victory Square Block Party, you'll be able to see more details. So that's coming up on September 4th. It's a while away, but keep it bookmarked.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great time to come out and hang out in a park and listen to some music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it this year.
Where will you be?
I'll be at my cousin's wedding.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's always nice.
Let's just promote your cousin's wedding on the student special hour.
Yeah.
Great. So I think that's about it for my events.
Yeah.
Let's take it back to some DJing from Scott.
Yeah. So next up, we got Long Walk Short Dock. Addictions is a track. Long Walk Short Dock's a local guy named Dave King. He plays, I don't even know what, it's kind of almost metal-like, but it's, if you see him live, it's a treat. He brings out the
treat.
Oh, it is. He brings out the strobes. He has these nice, like, projection map visuals, and it, like, works really well with his music. And the guy's, like, super calm if you meet him in person, which I luckily have. But on stage, he's, like, a maniac and, like, looked kind of crazy, but not on any drugs, just crazy.
Cool. That's, like, some passion, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want to see in an artist like this.
Yeah. Yeah, his if you look at some of his interviews, actually, he like describes it's like initially he started doing that because he was like scared to be on stage or kind of nervous, and that was his way of dealing with it, and now it's his signature kind of thing.
That's really interesting that like morph from nerves to like a standard.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's hear this track.
Yeah, let's go. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
All right, so that was Long Walk, Short Dock, Addictions. I know I hyped up his stuff to be, you know, a little energetic and all that, but that was one of his more mellow tracks. It's long and melodic and kind of dreamy, but I like it, and it suited the show, so that's really what matters. Next up, we've got Haywire, Restraint. I saw Haywire actually last week at Sean Blanc Music Festival. He played a great set at the Village, really energetic. It was about 2 a.m. though, so I was kind of tired, and it was the last day, but got me energized. This is his song called Restraint. It's less energetic than what I listened to last week, but it's still fits the show. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Here we go. That's awkward. It's only a 46-minute track on YouTube. God damn it. Well, let me fix this. I was poking your head in here wondering what's happened. So the track on YouTube's only 46 seconds, but it's the whole track on SoundCloud. Maybe. Oh no, only 46 seconds here. Well, we're not going to listen to that today. So we're just going to skip right ahead to my next track. It's by a man called J-Pod the Beat Chef. He plays really upbeat tunes, really happy, makes yourself smile and all that.
Sounds like your set's going really well, though, today.
It's everyone's got a first time, right?
Exactly. It's all about learning and engaging. But I'm really excited to have you host this week. It's great to have that variety on the show. Yep. Sometimes it gets boring just sitting in here by myself, so.
Well, you don't have Lucy anymore.
I don't have Lucy,
to shoot the stuff with.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we got our next track queued up here. It's posted May 2016. It's from his Shambhala 2014 set, so I don't know if it was published this year or whatever, but we'll call it new music because it's new to a lot of people. Anything else?
Let's take a listen.
Let's take a listen. Thank you.
skin now.
I'm taking my own freedom, putting it in my song, singing loud and strong, moving all day long. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my soul. I'll be half stepping, y'all, letting the joy unfold. And I'm holding on to my freedom, can't take it from me. I was born into it, it comes naturally. I'm strumming my own freedom, playing the God in me, representing his glory.
You've been listening to the Student Special Hour here on CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your most of the time host, Hala. Yeah,
and I'm your guest host, Scott. It was a lot of fun this hour.
Yeah, thanks for staying tuned with us. It was really great to have Scotty do a little bit of a set for us today.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe you'll have time for a show one day, maybe.
I don't think so. You're fired. So up next, we have Canada Land, episode number 146 coming up for you. Canada Land is always a great episode to listen to, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And we'll be back next Wednesday at 1 p.m. I'll be back hosting for you, and Scotty will go back to his hiatus.
Yeah, hiatus.
Although that does imply you were here previously.
Yeah.
So he'll go back to...
sitting at his desk.
Yeah, exactly. Fixing the playlist. Fixing the play sheet, right? Yeah. Exactly. Great. Well, let's get started on some Canada Land, and make sure you stay tuned to the rest of the day here on CITR.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.